We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast, your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast. I'm sneaking in an early week episode because we've got a big one tonight against Iowa State for OU basketball. So Lon Kruger was on with Gabe Eichert and I on the Big 12 show, Big 12 Today on Sirius XM Channel 375. We'll bring that to you. Plus, we talked to Lon about what's kept him at Oklahoma and the longevity that he's been able to attain here. So we'll talk a little bit about the history of Lon Kruger here in Oklahoma and look ahead to tonight's game against Iowa State. That's coming up in moments, but I wanted to give everyone an update on Toby Rowland, the voice of the Sooners. Now, obviously, he does his radio show weekdays, Monday through Friday, on the Sports Talk Network here in Norman. So for those that follow along on his radio show, of course, on 1430 up in Tulsa as well, you kind of already know that T-Row's been struggling with a very painful and uncomfortable back injury. So we do a segment every day as the T-Row show wraps up and my show starts on our OU baseball affiliate, Sports Talk 1400. And I just asked T-Row to kind of give us an update as to where he is, how he's doing, and when we can expect him back to 100%.
Well, the plan is that I have surgery on the 21st, so I will do the three games between now and then. Iowa State tonight, at Kansas Saturday, Baylor next Tuesday. And then I will miss the next three games. Bedlam, Texas Tech, and West Virginia on the road. And hopefully back on March 3rd for senior night against Texas. And so that's the hope. And then once I'm back, I'm back. So
good.
Taylor Maples will take care of all baseball games from now until then. And Tom Doerr and Chad McKee are going to help fill in, I believe, on the basketball broadcast while I'm gone. And so we'll see. I think I need to see how tonight goes to make sure I can go to Lawrence this weekend, but I have high hopes that I can make that trip because I would just feel awful if they went up there and I didn't go and they went and won and it's the only time they've won up there in 30 years. So I'd really like to go, but we'll see. It might not be possible.
I hope you get well, man. I know that this has been, from being someone that has been...
It stinks, Chris.
I understand, man. I hate that. I hate that for you. Yeah, man, I can attest to it. Thankfully, I've been blessed enough to work around Toby now since we started doing this together in 2011. And, pregame, the Peach Bowl, the dude's having to lay on his stomach and just to make sure that he's comfortable. Same thing in the Big 12 championship because that back was in so much pain. So I'm very happy T-Rose getting that taken care of. We'll bring that same energy and intensity to all the basketball broadcasts with Tom Doerr and Chad McKee. Jessica Cootie has been filling in on the sports talk show from Rudy's. So get well, T-Rose. Can't wait to get you back 100% here soon. Let's talk some OU basketball, shall we? Gabe Eichard and I had a chance to catch up with Lon Kruger on Big 12 today, 3 to 6 Central Time, weekdays on SiriusXM, Channel 375. And just started by looking back at the win over West Virginia this last weekend and looking ahead to a big one tonight, 8 p.m. against Iowa State.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, Gabe. Guys played well against West Virginia. They're a huge, great rebounding team, and a lot of guys battled them and held their own on the boards and then did some good things on the defensive end and offensive end as well. So they keep getting better, and you know the way it is in this league. Everyone's great and really playing well, so I have to play well to have a chance to win.
Coach, how encouraging was it to see Christian Doolittle play that well?
Really need that. Christian did that in non-conference course. Hadn't done that very much in conference play in terms of scoring. He's been rebounding the ball well. He's been moving the ball well and doing some good things defensively. But we need him to score, and that's what he did against West Virginia, and makes a huge difference in the ball club.
I don't know, Coach. Obviously, we get a chance to cover you guys every single day and pretty extensively. But with guys like Dew and Brady Manick and Austin Reeves, from their perspective, do you have to when they struggle, do they need the pep talks, or are they the kind of guys that just like to work through them themselves?
You're always talking to them every day, of course. Different guys need different things. Need messages to be delivered in different ways, but we're always promoting confidence, especially with those three. Those guys have to play for us. It's not like we're going to throw the ball to someone else and expect them to do what those three have done for us all year long. So with Austin and Brady and Dew, they need to keep working. They've been doing that. But Brady's been consistent. Austin and Dew have been up and down a little bit. I think those three guys are pretty strong.
How impressed were you with the job your team did, despite how well West Virginia was able to hit the boards offensively, but to see how this team stayed aggressive on the defensive side rebounding, Coach? I thought still winning the rebounding battle on Saturday was huge, but what did you learn about your team and the way they attacked the board?
They did exactly that. They stuck their nose in there, and West Virginia's huge, as you know, and we're not a big ball club, nor a very physical ball club. So I thought the guards got down there and helped. I thought Brady Manick was really terrific. Job he did in the low post defensively. They got a lot of offensive rebounds. They missed a lot of shots. But it's not like you have a chance to block them out because they start on the block. So it's not like they're coming from outside. So you're standing there next to them, and then it becomes a matter of their size winning out oftentimes. And they're very good at it. They're very good at it. And, I thought our guys battled them pretty well.
Coach, when looking at Brady Manick's performance this year, obviously a lot of people look at what he's done on the offensive end, but how much growth have you seen from Brady on the defensive end of the floor and just from being more physical down in the box? Because you guys have asked him. You've asked him to play against some guys that he doesn't exactly match up perfectly against.
Very true. Brady's growth across the board has been really impressive. Like you mentioned, everyone notices when he makes shots, and he does that very well. And he's consistently shot the three well for us all year long. He's scoring more now in the low post. He's doing, like you say, a really good job defensively against some people that are usually 20, 30, 40 pounds bigger, way more than him. And then he's also a good communicator. His leadership's better across the board. He's really matured into a really good all-around basketball player.
What have you seen in Jamal Bienemy's development throughout the season, Coach? I know that he's gone through some shooting struggles, but he never seems like he's a guy that allows that to affect him too much. If it's struggling with the shots, he's hitting the boards. If maybe he's not getting the boards, he's dishing out assists. Have you seen him become more complete at that point guard position this year?
That's a really good point, because oftentimes if you're not making shots, the player can let that affect other parts of his game. And Jamal hasn't done that. He's been, like you say, streaky at best in terms of making shots, but he's led the club. He's run the club from the point. He's always active defensively. He gets in there and gets some big rebounds. So yeah, he's done a good job. He's done a really good job. And I think he made a couple of shots for us against West Virginia last Saturday, and hopefully that'll give him a little springboard to move forward down the stretch.
Is it fair to say, I don't know if we want to go ahead and put, say, Hill in this mix right now, in Jalen Hill, but are we looking at a pretty good 6-7, maybe even 8-man rotation right now, Lon, or do you feel like you need to put a number on it?
It varies, you know, from time to time based on guys' production. But when you think about right now, you know, Davion Harmon, I thought, came off the bench Saturday and played great. One of his best games in a long time. He was really important for us. Kerr has been doing a really good job with Brady and Dew on the inside. Jalen Hill has been consistent, got 15, 16 minutes against West Virginia on Saturday. He's going to be a really good basketball player for us. And then Victor, comes and goes in that rotation. So it's 8 or 9 at this point, and the guy's been pretty good about being flexible and stepping up when they're called on, but continue to have a great attitude and working hard when they haven't been.
Now, Coach, the win against West Virginia did a lot of positive things for your resume when we're talking about the NCAA tournament. Is that something that you and your staff monitor? Are you guys looking at that bubble watch type stuff, or is that something you just ignore and you worry about your staff and your players and winning basketball games?
We look at it, our players, coaches. We probably look at it like any fan looks at it. I mean, we're aware of it. We're not studying it, breaking it down, you know, dissecting it by any means. Our concern, like you say, is getting better each day, getting better from game to game, and in addition, daily practice to practice. But yeah, we're aware of it. We know that we need some wins like we had against West Virginia to enhance our resume. But there's probably 40, 50 teams in the same boat we are right now. And I think instead of worrying about what's going to be there a month from now, we have to worry about getting better tomorrow in the walkthrough and better against Iowa State tomorrow night.
And Lon Kruger's our guest as Oklahoma gets set for Iowa State. You know, Gabe talking about the bubble watch got me thinking about the atmosphere and how it's changed this year in the Lloyd Noble Center, because the students have been pretty consistent. Lon, can you kind of take us through the boom squad and how important that is? We've seen student sections become difference makers all across the country. How fun has it been to not only see this develop at Oklahoma, but the torch continue to be passed? One class graduates, and here's another guy that's ready to pick it up and try to keep the momentum and I guess the atmosphere even louder and more crazy there.
That's the challenge, and yeah, it's been really good. This year is better than last, and it keeps growing. And they've been awfully important to us to this point. That student section, I think, in any arena in the country, they're the cornerstone. They determine the atmosphere in a building, and the students they've really done a nice job, and we appreciate that. The players appreciate that, and we need that to continue to grow.
Coach, looking around the conference, the scoring averages, the shooting percentages, a lot of these things are down for a bunch of teams. What do you attribute that to? Is it the level of defense that is being played in the Big 12? Is it maybe there's not as many shot makers? What do you think it is?
Combination of all of that. Number one, I think defensive teams, the teams in the conference have really, across the board, become even more defensive minded. They're really good. They're really hard. It's hard to score. You're getting scores in the 50s, low 60s, and very rarely are they getting two teams in the 70s or 80s. So yeah, it's definitely a defensive minded conference right now. Then you move the 3-point line back, as we did this year. And then you combine that with the physical, the play has gotten back to being physical as it was 4 or 5 years ago. I know 4 or 5 years ago, we talked about freedom of movement and hands off the dribbler, and you can't body check as hard and low post play. And it's as physical as it's been in the last 5 or 6 years without any question. So you combine that with the defensive mindedness of the coaches and then the 3-point line going back, and you're going to get lower scores. So I think that's just a product of what we've allowed to happen.
You know, Lon, we haven't had a chance to talk about it, and I know that legacy talk is probably more set for 30 years from now, whenever you want to retire and you're sitting on a rocking chair. But Could you have ever imagined whenever you took this job in 2011 that it would be the longest stop in your coaching path? And what is it about Oklahoma that's continued to motivate you and want you to be around here and be in Oklahoma?
It's always about people. We've been fortunate, very fortunate. Everywhere we've been, we've really enjoyed the people. And in Vegas, we thought that would be our last stop. When we came to Oklahoma, we knew this would be our last stop. And Joe Castiglione is fantastic as an athletic director. The people in Oklahoma, much like the people we grew up with in Kansas, very similar. They're very genuine. They're very authentic. They are very supportive, positive. So it's a good environment. It's very, very Midwestern roots. Very, sincerity, being genuine, all those things come out in the people of Oklahoma and makes it very easy to be around them every day.
Iowa State's going to be without Tyrese Haliburton for the rest of the year. The Cyclones are coming to town. Lon Kruger is our guest coach. How does the absence of Tyrese Haliburton change this Iowa State team?
He's a terrific player, and of course Coach Prohm would have a much better idea than me, but looking from the outside, they've got a lot of other really good weapons. They've got really good players. They've got good pieces. They really score the basketball. They've got good mobility, athletic ability on the perimeter. They get out in transition. Of course, when you take a really, really good player like Haliburton out of a lineup, it's going to make a difference. But we'll expect them to come in here and play hard and play well, and we know we have to play well to have a chance to win.
Got new faces on your staff this year. Jim Molinari, the former Bradley coach, who actually coached against your other assistant, Pooh Williamson, when he was a player at Tulsa. How have you seen the two new additions kind of mesh into your coaching staff overall this year?
They've meshed in very well. Carlin Hartman's back from last year, and then Mike Shepard been with us a long time as the director of operations. It's a very good staff. It's very positive. It's very upbeat, great energy. They love getting on the floor with the guys. They're very genuine in the guys' development off the floor as well. So they've meshed very well. Pooh and Mo fit in perfectly and do an outstanding job.
I want to circle back one more thing on your guys because, in Kirk Queth, this is a guy that I think we've seen continue to get more confident. Lon, final thought from me. What's the next step in his development? What's the next step to where you'll continue to have more confidence in him and we'll see more of him?
Kirk's been really consistent. It's not a lack of confidence at this point and that he's not getting more minutes. It's just the fact that Brady and Bill are out there gobbling up a lot of those minutes. But now Kirk is the best rim protector, a very good field defensively, starting to score a little bit more. I think we'll see that continue not only throughout this year, but I think next year he'll be a legitimate threat in the low post out to 15, 17 feet where he shoots the ball well. But right now, his forte is on the defensive end, and he's doing a really good job for us there.
Well, thanks for joining us for this edition of the Sooner Sports Podcast. By the time you probably heard this, Lincoln Riley has met with the media 3 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday. We are going to bring that to you in its entirety on Thursday's a special edition tomorrow or maybe later today, depending on when you're consuming this, the Thursday edition of the Sooner Sports Podcast. Plus, I promised so much from the softball trip to Mexico, and I have not delivered yet. So I asked a friend to help me out. Also, in addition to Lincoln Riley's press conference on tomorrow's Sooner Sports Podcast, OU hitting coach JT Gasso will join us. So our countdown to Oklahoma in Arizona in softball will continue tomorrow with JT. Plus, we'll count down to spring ball with Lincoln Riley right here on the Sooner Sports Podcast. Until then, enjoy hoops tonight and Boomer Sooner, everybody.